What's going on, guys? Today's Monday, August 29th, 2022. I hope you're having a fantastic Monday. But it's hot. It is hot. 87 over here in Jersey. And I have to tell you about the story. I'm going to jump right into it because I saw it. I'm like, yo, I got to talk about this. You know, we talk about the border a lot. We talk about how really it's an open border. Let's be real. Let's say what it is. It's an open border. People are coming in. We know Governor Abbott is busing people, migrants, to New York City, and New York City is using tax dollars to put them up in hotels, supply them with cell phones and clothing, and we have articles for that. That's all proven. It's none of it's conspiracy theory, none of this nonsense. It's been reported on with photos, video, everything. Let me adjust this like this. I'm gonna adjust you. Okay. Oh, that made it worse. Hold on 1 second. Trying to get this camera just right. Boom. Okay. Oh, did that make it worse? I don't know. Anyway. But what we're not talking about, and besides the drugs coming in, the people coming in, is we're not talking about what's really being smuggled in. It's kind of crazy once you really understand what else is really coming through or back and forth through that border. It really is crazy. So let's talk about it. So a Central American human trafficker said that cartels, so this is an inside leak, right? Cartels are harvesting children's organs and stuffing drugs in their corpse as part of their illicit and profitable cross-border operations. Again, this is all according to an anonymous trafficker. It was revealed in Fox News by Sarah Carter. The video is available, it's an interview and everything. You know, so I don't want you to go ahead and think, oh, you know, I ain't spreading no rumors. I'm just reporting on what was already reported on. And I'm just telling you guys because you probably didn't hear about it because I didn't hear about it. So imagine what this guy is saying. This guy is saying they're taking the children's organs out, harvesting the organs, right? Stuffing drugs into the corpse. This is someone's baby. These are someone's, you know, these are somebody's kids. And instead of sending them home to be properly buried or properly, you know, cremated, whatever, they're using them as a means to transport drugs and Lord knows what else. I'm assuming just drugs. And then they harvest the organs and they're selling the organs as well because that's a big thing on the black market, right? In most cases, they wanted to sell their organs. So that is the reason they take children, right? Sometimes they take out the organs and they fill the body with drugs so they can take it through the border. Wealthy people across the globe are purchasing the organs through unauthorized clinics. Again, this is all according to the anonymous trafficker. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it. We know organ trafficking has been happening. I mean, I've reported on this before. Planned Parenthood has been caught a few times behind the scandal. There's many reports about it. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but if I think about it, I'll post it in the description if I remember. He reported on it, how Planned Parenthood's doctors were purposely selling fetuses, aborted fetuses, on the black market for profit. Add a little extra money. And it's sad. It truly is sad. It's heartbreaking. Again, it's somebody's baby here. Anyway. The trafficker said children are used because they yield high profits. They just care about the money, says the trafficker. In regards to the cartels, you know, they just look at the money. Cartels just care about the money. They don't have emotions involved. They don't care about who they're hurting. They don't care about the kids, the families. None of that shit matters to these cartels. This is what this anonymous trafficker is saying. Sexual predators also buy children from the cartels. Oh, so we kind of knew this. We knew that the kids were being trafficked through the border. And being sold as slaves, right? We knew this. And I mean, former President Donald Trump was trying to put a stop to this. That's the whole idea of really securing the borders. In my opinion, I think he really did want to put an end to it. But I believe now it's getting, if not already, worse than what it was. Let's keep looking into it and see. I've heard that some people in places have very specific things that they like certain nationalities or certain age groups. So the cartels are looking for the people going around, and what they spot when they spot someone with those characteristics, they tend to take them. Wow. It's like they're shopping. You know, like they're window shopping? Well, they're window shopping for certain characteristics, is what this person is saying. So maybe, you know, someone's in the market for, like, you know, a kid with black eyes, brown hair or something, and they'll pay extra for that. Isn't that crazy? Like, just thinking about that, it's like, oh my gosh, if you have a kid of your own, or if you're, you know, just think about it. Like, you know, man, I don't even want to think about it, but I can't even put it into words. It's just so horrifying. It's so terrible. It's so, and really disgusting that people are doing these things with kids, and they have no shame, no moral compass, no regard, no, man, it's like, I'm trying not to lose faith in humanity, because I know not everyone is the same, but I'm really, it's like every time I report on these kinds of things, it's like I'm slowly losing faith in humanity. I really am. Guatemalan President Alejandro Guillamate told the Daily Caller News Foundation in June that smugglers have exploited the Biden administration's confusing immigration messaging and used children to easily cross into the United States illegally. This is the Guatemalan president. Quote, right now, there has been confusion with the messages. When they say we are going to codify all the children who have their parents here, what the coyotes say there is not convenient for them, the migrants. Let's see. Grab the children and come. That child may be related. He may not be related. Wanting a child is the coyotes' way of manipulating people. This is the freaking Guatemalan president, people. Saying, like, you know, this is what's going on with the border right now. When does it end? U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the CBP, authorities have encountered over 1,900,000 migrants. So far, 128,845 of which are unaccompanied children at the southern border since October. In 2 months, it'll be a year. Man, it's going to be over 2 million. We're already at 1.9 million. It's going to be over 2 million, guys. What do we do? How do you end this? Do you shut the border down? Do you just shut it down? Just say, we got to stop. Instead of even doing a background check or anything, just stop. Is that the way? Right? I mean, what do? We can't put them all in cages, right? Because even though the Obama administration were the ones who built the cages, that was inhumane when Trump utilized them. And in my opinion, he utilized them in a good way. Because, you know, we had a pandemic going on and we have to separate people so they don't get sick. And I don't know. And I mean, here we are spending millions and billions of dollars overseas in Ukraine when our open border here is just getting destroyed. And if we have the money to send to not even an ally, which is Ukraine, why don't we have the money to send to Mexico? Mexico is in such disarray, in such a chaotic state. Why don't we use even half the money that we sent to Ukraine to Mexico to help those people, right? I mean, if we're all part of one continent, the North America Treaty, right? We have Canada, we have Mexico, and us. We're one continent. Why don't we all help each other on this continent? And then once this continent is fine, we go elsewhere if we have the funds. I mean, it should be America first, right? But we have a lot of stuff, you know, being made in Mexico that gets sold here, right? So technically, really, Mexico is an ally. Why are we not helping our allies, but we're helping Ukraine? Nobody's questioning that, I'm assuming. Or maybe the answers or the questions aren't being answered, whatever. But it's just like more money keeps getting funneled towards that direction when it should be going south. And if we have money to give to certain organizations like the IRS and to expand the budget of the FBI and to, you know, continue to funnel money and funds into different programs like the climate, the environment, and blah, 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 EV, wind turbines, solar, like we're able to put money in all these other programs, but we don't put money in people's lives, in their livelihood. Like, what's the point of having a clean environment if there's no one here to enjoy it? Right? I mean, is that a radical thought? You know, we're sending guns and ammo and money and we still don't have baby formula. We still don't have, like, you know, we're still, inflation is through the roof. It's not going down. I don't care what anyone tells me. I mean, I may be facetious. I'm joking around saying we're at 0% interest inflation because that's what they want us to believe. That's what they're saying. Right, we have a voting system that still needs to be analyzed. We got to get ready for midterms coming up. We got to make sure the voting system, whatever we're using, is 100% operational without any flaws. And I'm hoping it doesn't mean Dominion is back, because Dominion did not answer many questions. They didn't even show up really to court. They wouldn't even give us the passcodes to get into the computers. I mean, there's a lot going on, and even the easiest things that, I mean, not easiest, but the simplest tasks, I guess you could say, that send money to the South, reinforce the border, let's put, you know, these will create jobs, you build a border back, you hire more Border Patrol agents, build the wall stronger, more efficient, you know. You could even charge fees for people to be, as they're waiting for the proper approval, they can be pay, you have to pay for a fee. You got to pay for a driver's license. You got to pay for a passport. Well, now you should be paying more for this. If you want it so bad, you're going to pay. And if you want it expedited, you pay more there. This will bring in revenue. You're bringing in a kid? All right, half off or whatever. You know, like, at least this way there's some kind of paper trail. We're able to understand who these people are. I understand everyone from the South coming in the border is not bad. They're not all bad people, but some of them are. Some of them are gang members. Some of them are not even from Mexico or from South America. Some of them are from other countries, like Russia, like Saudi Arabia, like India, like all these other countries. And our solution is to just turn a blind eye and say, well, the issue is not that. The issue is the climate, the environment. We got to worry about electric cars. We got to worry about electric cars and what Putin is doing all the way across the globe, when right here at home, we have people dying on the streets from overdosing on fentanyl. Fentanyl laced this, fentanyl laced that. And here we have an insider, somebody who's saying, I know this firsthand, this is what's happening. Fox News is reporting on it. I have not even seen it on Twitter, on Reddit, anywhere. This should be like front page news, in my opinion. Here we have somebody leaking information from the cartels from the inside, saying this is what's happening. And instead of sending the FBI there, whomever organization to the border, DEA, ICE, to let's really look into this matter, doesn't even hit the news waves. Doesn't even get on the radio. I listen to the AM radio, listen to FM radio. I'm driving around, I'm looking at different stuff. I don't even hear about this. Did you guys hear about this? Maybe that's the idea. Maybe they don't want you to hear about this. Maybe that's it. They don't want. I'm not trying to fear monger nothing, man. I'm trying to let you guys know what, for whatever reason, they don't want you to know, or for whatever reason, this is not being reported on. Like, at this point, I don't care what Lindsey Graham's comment is about the Trump raid. I mean, that's, how long ago was this? You know, it happened. It sucks. You know, it's crazy. It happened to a former president. But there's other things happening in the news, and it's all, like, it almost makes you feel like they're distracting us with one thing so they could do something behind the scenes. And maybe that's what it is. They have a tendency, and by they I mean the government, has a tendency to do that. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I mean, according to this article, it's not being shown anywhere. I think I'm right. You guys let me know what you think in the comments section below. This surprises to you? This surprised me. Like, I knew they were trafficking kids for, like, you know, obviously for sex trafficking and all this stuff, which is, again, of course, horrible. But I had no idea that they were doing the organ, you know, selling the organs on the black market and filling the bodies with drugs. Like, that's, wow. That's horrible, man. Could you imagine being that Border Patrol agent? You already, like, you know, no one really likes you at this point in the government. They're kind of already defunding you guys. A lot of them quit, resigned. And you find these bodies and you're thinking, okay, well, this is horrible. Then it comes to find out they're filled with drugs and their organs have been sold. And it's your responsibility to reunite this corpse, this child corpse, just being real, with their parents. And then you got to explain to the parents what happened. Man, I wouldn't want that job. You couldn't pay me enough. Man, sorry. I had to tell you, I don't like to bring sad news on a Monday, especially on a Monday, because we all need to be uplifted during the beginning of the week. But I wanted to report it because I'm sure tomorrow's going to be a new day and tomorrow's going to have new news. So, all right. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Again, like, comment, subscribe. Hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. The new TikTok video is out at CJ Bronson Show. Check that out. It's pretty funny in my opinion. Pretty disgusting. People are gross. And CJBronsonShow.com for all the audio, all the video of all these episodes. I got to stop putting these up on YouTube. I'm slacking there. But all the audio and video is on CJBronsonShow.com. You could play it right from the website. All right, guys. Keep your head on a swivel. Be safe. Again, get the message out. What I'm doing here, I'm just trying to send a message, right? I'm just trying to deliver a message. Help me send the message out by sharing this to everyone you know. That's it. All right. Have a great day, guys. Don't forget, I love y'all. All right. Peace.